7 o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. Now, Wooly, are you capable of getting this Bill Belichick audio ready? Because in my history here with producers, and I say this with both love and affection and some irritation, is that when you ask Jesse to do something, what's his hit rate? 60%, maybe? 6 out of every 10 times we ask Jesse to do something, he does it? Or does that seem high?
Seems a little bit high. That seems high.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think Jesse Nelson, if we're talking about hit rates, his hit rate's pretty low. It might be higher than Bill Belichick's on this take, guys. If you want the audio,
nice.
Here we go.
Well, it's Brewski. It's Corey Dillon. It's Randy Moss. Troy Brown. Lawyer Malloy. Ty Law. Rodney Harrison. Those are the guys that won the games. Man, I didn't make any tackles. I didn't make any kicks. That was Vinatieri that made that kick in 4 inches of snow. You got to have good players. And as a coach, you want to give your players a chance to win. You want to put them in a position where if they go out there and play well, they'll have a chance to win. That's what Coach Parcells taught me, is there's always a way to win. You just got to figure out what it is, and you have to give the players a chance.
They don't name it the Star Trophy. It's named the Lombardi Trophy.
Maybe they should name it the Brady Trophy. He won 7 of them. Players win games.
So that's Belichick with Jim Gray on Let's Go, which is a podcast that runs on SiriusXM, and I think Westwood One. First of all, I'm not a huge fan of faux humility. I never made a kick. I never caught a pass or made a tackle. Come on, Bill. I'm sorry. I'm not buying that. We all have egos, some more than others. But come on. Secondly, we don't need to rename the trophy. And the idea of, and I know Jim Gray makes a wisecrack there about it's not the Star Trophy, it's the Lombardi Trophy. But Vince Lombardi was an innovator. He was ahead of his time in a lot of ways. And you listen to those players, and I know, Tausch, you've talked to plenty of them over the years. He did matter. He may not have made tackles or made kicks, but he did matter to that team. And the idea, I hope he's just being, you know, cute there. But Tausch, that I listened to that, and that irritated me. Am I overreacting?
So let me ask you this. I think as a Packer fan, we all feel that way. But what if Hank Stram won the first two? Are we going to get upset because it's the Stram trophy?
I think I'm irritated in part because there's also this kind of ignorance. And I know because I read Wes Hodkowitz's piece on Packers.com with Cliff Kristol, that the Packers are a little annoyed as an organization because there's a lot of talk about the Kansas City Chiefs becoming the first team to three-peat in the Super Bowl era. And the Packers are annoyed that they won 3 in a row, not once but twice. And the second time they did it, it was only 2 Super Bowls because they didn't have the Super Bowl yet. But I think they feel like they're getting short shrifted for what they did in the Lombardi Glory era. Do you think that's the case?
Frustrating.
Well, there's no doubt. But, I mean, if you're Don Hudson's family, you feel like he's gotten short shrifted. He was doing things that no other wide receiver in the history of the world was doing. Like, the number differential between him and the other people in his era was obscene. But this is how life works. You get forgotten. And it's your job to keep things in perspective, and that's why sports writers, historians, keep that stuff so that you can learn from the historical part of what happened. And the Green Bay Packers have 13 championships. Steve the Homer True always says, well, you know, they don't count until this. Plenty of people view it that way. Doesn't mean I view it that way. The Green Bay Packers are the elite franchise when it comes to world championships. period. But they are not when it comes to Super Bowls. It's just how it is. That's the way things have shaken themselves out. That doesn't mean you should diminish what the world championship was, but people do. I what am I going to sit here and say? Well, they didn't have to play whatever it was. I don't even know the schedule when they won in 1932. I don't know.
Sure.
Somebody have to help me. But what I do know is without the Green Bay Packers in the history that was played out and the championship medal that they've proven over year and decades and everything else is a big part of why this league is where it's at. So I understand the frustration from Packers folks because I didn't even know we had two three-peats until someone said something. I knew we won the championship before the two Super Bowls. That I knew. I didn't know we have three-peated twice. And the fact that that is the case, it is a reminder of the greatness of the Packers, but it is a different era. The Super Bowl era is different than the World Championship era. That's just how it is. That doesn't mean those championships don't count. Just like I still count the Wisconsin Badgers 1941 Hoops Championship.
But not 2020.
It counts. 2020, we don't count. I'd like to, but I don't.
All right. The Packers championships going
Did
in...
you know, Jason, that we had two three... We, that the Green Bay Packers had two three-peats before all of this came out?
I did.
Because I'm the greatest. I did.
The Lombardi era had five titles. They were not all consecutive. The last three were. It was 1961, 62, then 65, 66, 67. And 66 and 67 were Super Bowl I and Super Bowl II. Okay? The Packers' titles in the Super Bowl era are those two plus 96 and 2010. Super Bowl 31 and 45. Now, they're, what would Homer call these? The Old Testament titles?
Yep.
1929, 1930, and 1931. 1932 was not a championship season. Then they won it in 36. 39 and 44. And then there was that lengthy drought from 44 to 61, which we're starting to get there with the latest drought, by the way. So, Wooly, do you have some of the teams that first three-peat group in 29, 30, and 31 defeated on the way to their titles?
So I actually have the schedule from the 1931 team, the 1931 season. Mm. The first team they played is a baseball team that is now known as the Cleveland Guardians. The team after that was the Brooklyn Dodgers, so really sticking with the baseball theme
here. Colfax was great in that game.
Yeah, he was dealing from in the pocket. Then they beat the Chicago Bears 7-0. They played the New York Giants, then the Chicago Cardinals. Now this is where it gets good. The Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, they beat 15-0. They steamrolled the Providence Steamrollers 48-20. Then they beat the Bears 6-2. They played the Staten Island Stapletons, the Chicago Cardinals, the New York Giants, the Providence Steamrollers again, the Brooklyn Dodgers again, and then ended their season with a loss to the Chicago Bears 6-7.
Am I the only one listening to Wooly picturing him as like a 1930s era radio guy saying, "Oh, the Green Bay Packers steamroll the Providence Steamrollers 48-22. No, am I the I'm the only one who's doing that right now? Okay. Sorry,
that would have probably been a scoregami back then.
And some annoying producer of some radio program was keeping track of them all, like Jesse does. So, Tausch, how are we supposed to do that three-peat? Because, I don't think the Lombardi era, which included two Super Bowls and that three straight titles, that one should definitely not be ignored when we're having this conversation about the Chiefs. It includes two Super Bowls. The 29-31, I can see the point of some who might suggest that that is Old Testament and it's not nearly as significant as what the Chiefs may do on Super Bowl Sunday.
It's closer. The Lombardi era is closer to what our current system is. The bottom line is every league has different growth, expansion, et cetera, et cetera. There's all kinds of things that go into it. But anytime you win three straight championships, it's like, is UCLA downgraded because of how the structure was in the 60s with John Wooden? Nobody is going to talk about great dynasties in the NFL without Lombardi's name is going to be on it. You're going to have Knowles Steelers, Walsh's Niners. I don't even know if the Cowboys would make that. You're going to have the Chiefs and the Patriots, and you're going to have Lombardi's Packers. That's how this goes. And as far as fighting over, you know, whether it's a three-peat or not, or if they should change the name of the Lombardi Trophy, those are all conversations. The Packers, in essence, have a three-peat, but by the letter of the law and how it's viewed now, I understand why people say it's not, because it's not a world. It's different than what the system is. It just is. I can't fight that. You can say that you disagree with it, and I do, but you also can look at it big picture and say it's not the same thing as what the Chiefs are doing.
Yeah. It is definitely, as a purveyor of words, when you say that no one has won three consecutive Super Bowls, and if the Chiefs do it, they'll be the first. That is accurate. Now, if you say three consecutive NFL titles, then it's inaccurate, because that has happened before. All right, we need to play trivia. I'm assuming that it's Wednesday and Wooly is in charge. I'm assuming, based on the instructions that Jesse left you, and he's your boss too, right?
Yeah, somebody said so.
Hunter said that yesterday, and it was just, I just couldn't believe it. Well, but it's true.
Is there a difference between a boss and a manager? I guess he's just the one, like, kind of like an assistant coach, almost, one might say.
I don't know. He does he do your review?
Wait, we do reviews? That's a thing.
Good one. The trivia category is indeed Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. Wooly, did you do these questions, or did you reach out to Up North Joe to do them for you?
I've never reached out to anyone to do my trivia or make my contest lists for me. Unlike Jesse Nelson, I did put this one together myself in honor of Jesse Nelson, though.
Jesse Nelson is not here. Wooly is his cousin, sub of the day. Caller 12 for trivia. Caller 12, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 12 plays trivia after Tausch tells us about American Family Insurance.
Calling all Badgers. American Family Insurance wants you and a friend to experience the best Badgers day ever at a Wisconsin home game of your choice for the 2025 season. Pre-game field access, incredible seats at Camp Randall, and exclusive Badger swag. American Family Insurance has you covered. Go to amfam.com/badgers to enter the Badgers Best Day Ever sweepstakes. It is open to legal residents of the 19 states that American Family Insurance insures. One entry per person. No entries net, or no purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
Someday we're going to do trivia, and it's going to be, what are the 19 states that American Family Insurance insures? That'd be a fun question. That is not one of the questions, because I looked at them. I will deliver them. Tausch will play along, and you will play next if you're the 12th caller. 844-770-3776. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run, and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree.
Time for trivia. except I don't know who the contestant is.
Oh, sorry about that, Jason. We got Joe in Milwaukee today. Joseph, some might say.
Joe, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Wow. You're like at the opposite end of the mood spectrum as Homer was. He was melancholy. You're doing great.
I'm doing great. You know, the Packers had a great season, even though we didn't get in the Super Bowl.
Well, let's see if you do great on trivia. It is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. Here is question number one.
Well, Jason, it's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, but you gotta give the spin for Jesse being out.
The category, Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, the cruise liner, steamships, and yachts edition, presented by Primetime Woolersheim. With Joe as our contestant, which he forgot to inform me of. All right, question number one, Joe, in this very long titled trivia category, is this. This city is the sole Wisconsin port of the SS Badger, a historic passenger steamship that travels across Lake Michigan from May through October. Is it Superior, Manitowoc, or Sun Prairie?
Manitowoc.
One for one.
There you go.
Tough question.
Question two.
Indeed. This one's real tough.
Again, presented by Primetime Woolersheim, Wisconsin Geography Wednesday, the cruise liner, steamship, and yacht edition. Hoping there's a yacht question coming up. Question two is this. That Matt LePay would do well in that category. Question two, the longest cruise that sets sail from Wisconsin in 2025 is Longitudinal World Cruise 4 of Viking Ocean Cruises. A 62-day, 9-country cruise that finishes at southernmost tip of South America in Ushuaia, Argentina, from which Wisconsin city will this cruise depart from on September 15th, 2025? Whew, I thought my questions were long.
Oh. Yeah. I'll be honest, I geared this one around because I thought Tausch was going to ask it, and I thought you saying Ushuaia, that would be your favorite part of today's show. Ushuaia, other than, you know, Duval.
Duval. All right, here you go, Joe. Your choices for this Longitudinal World Cruise 4 from Viking Ocean Cruises. The departure location is Milwaukee, La Crosse, or Oshkosh?
I'm going to go with Milwaukee.
It's a smart choice. So there are cruises that leave from Milwaukee?
Apparently. They apparently go up through Lake Michigan and then out to the Atlantic Ocean somehow. Somehow. Through the other Great Lakes.
Wow. All right. You learn something new every day when Wooly's in charge of trivia. All right, Joe, question three and a chance for today's clean sweep is this. This landlocked Wisconsin lake is known for its many yachts and is sometimes called the Newport of the West. Not gonna lie, have no idea what that even means. All right, here you go. The Newport of the West. This landlocked Wisconsin lake is Lake Winnebago, Lake Geneva, or, I didn't realize we did this with question three sometimes, the man-made pond behind Jesse Nelson's backyard.
Whoa, Nelly!
That'd be Lake Geneva.
That's
three,
right,
for three, Joe. Well done. They're playing a lot of yacht rock at the Newport of the West, I'm assuming.
Oh, certainly.
Joe, you got all three right. That means you got four entries into Friday's drawing. Well done. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate your loyalty to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. And go Badgers.
I love you guys.
How much does that cruise cost from out of Milwaukee to the southern tip of Argentina?
Oh, I did find that on Viking Ocean Cruises online, by the way, Tausch. I think it was $45,000 for the 62-day, nine-country trip.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Is that in your budget, old boy?
Depends. I'd have to take a long look at the itinerary.
Can you do the show from the ocean? Can you do the show from the cruise at some point? Because that would be even longer than you spent in California.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Actually, it's an interesting proposition.
I was honest.
Take a look at it.
I was honestly thinking Jesse would take this cruise, but he would, you know, go on it for like 3 weeks at a time, come back, work for a week, and then like catch up to wherever it is around the world.
I don't think that's how cruises work.
You can actually, yeah.
Once you commit, you're kind of committed.
Well, but you can leave as they stop, and then you can leave, and you can come back on at later locations.
Oh, is that how it works?
I think so. Otherwise, 62 days is insane, and it would be horrible.
It's a long
time. 2 months.
There's people cruise around the world. People, honestly, I don't know when it was, but they started looking at the cost of living, and there was a time where you could go live on a cruise ship for a year. You get food, drink, all that, and it's actually cheaper. Then, like, retired folks started doing that. They would sell their house and go cruise the world. And it was a more affordable way to live than what they did.
Prize Picks does a lot of projections. I don't.
Well, you think I'm full of baloney?
No. Just wait. If you did a projection on a 62-day cruise of how many days I would stay on a ship, there is no way that I would make it to day 62 or 63 to get more. I would get much, much less before I'd want to go home. I could not live on a cruise ship for an entire year. Sorry.
With your whole family, you don't think you could do that?
Nope. Definitely not.
I call BS. I would bet that if they came with a partnership opportunity, your kids
for the Wildies to live on a cruise ship for a year.
Yes. You'd do it in a heartbeat, just like you'd play Prize Picks in a heartbeat. The best place to get real money sports action. Over 10 million members, billions of dollars, and simple to play. More or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 1,000 times your cash. And it's the big game! The big game is almost here, and it is now or never. Don't miss out on the last football game of the season with Prize Picks, the best place to win cash while watching said big game. Prize Picks is giving away a free pick for the big game, where one of the starting quarterbacks for the big game will only need to throw for 1 yard to win. Only 1 yard. And if you're correct on at least one more stat projection, you can win real cash for the real big game. Check out the promos tab to tail any of our Super Sweat Millie winners for the big game lineups. If you tail a lineup that goes 3 for 3, you can win a split of $1 million in your promo funds for the big game. Download the app today. Use code WY to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI for the big game to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks.
Run your big game.
The big game. Much better than having a big game coming up.
I will say I have been in the car a lot for the NFL playoffs, and so I've been listening on the Westwood One broadcast that are on the NFL SiriusXM channel, and they have Jim Rome doing the Prize Picks ads. And as you were going through that, I was picturing Rome doing it, but saying it the way Tausch is and saying "big game" all the time. I come across that.
0.5 yards for Patrick Mahomes. That's the projection.
Wow.
0.5. Feel pretty good. Oh, Patty Mac's going to get that done. Not for sure.
Nick Knack, Patty Mac. Good. I've never. Do people call him Patty Mac?
I don't know.
You do.
I know he's good in big games. And there ain't no bigger game than the big game that's coming up.
Speaking of big games, I am eager to see what made it onto Whoa Wooly. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
Whoa Nelly!
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Pipe Jim chiming in on the private talk and text line to inform me Lake Geneva is called Newport of the West because of all the large houses, just like Newport, Rhode Island.
Yes.
So I learned something new today.
I would have thought Newport Beach out in Cali.
Right. That's what I was thinking. But I was wrong.
It's a little too literal. I mean, come on. Stretch your imagination, Touch.
Okay. I will.
Wow. Bold. Let's see how bold Whoa Wooly is.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rucker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
Yeah, Jason, I might be bold calling out Tausch for his lack of imagination, but I'm nowhere near as bold as former Badgers head coach Brett Bielema, just going after Jim Harbaugh on Twitter, guys. I mean, to catch everybody up on this if they're not aware, so there was some new information that came out in the Michigan Connor Stallions sign-stealing allegation yesterday. Yesterday, Michigan had a 137-page response that Yahoo Sports obtained. This is a response to the NCAA about some of the deleted texts from Sharon Moore, the sign-stealing allegation from Connor Stallions, and Michigan admitted that there were some impermissible in-person scouting events that occurred, though, quote-unquote, less than the NCAA claims. So admitting they cheated, just not as much as you guys said we did. Well, because of that, there's plenty of sound bites of Jim Harbaugh from back in the day on Twitter. One of them saying that if you cheat to win, then you've already lost. Brett Bielema, now the head coach at Illinois, finding that on Twitter and quote tweeting it saying, really, ... why did you leave? Was looking forward to playing, but understand why you ran to the NFL. See you in the future. Can't wait. Fam Illy, hashtag ILL. Is Brett Bielema, is he going after Jim Harbaugh? Is this petty? Is this just him trying to like promote his own self-image? Is this how he promotes Illinois? Like, what's the reason for just going after Jim Harbaugh after what they played against each other a decade ago? Jason?
Yeah, I don't get it. I am obviously not a big Brett Bielema fan. I wouldn't have seen this because I have been blocked by him on Twitter for his hashtag karma, or I believe that was Jen that actually started that hashtag.
Whoa,
again, I don't understand why you pick this fight necessarily. Is it because you rile up your fan base? I mean, if that's what he's looking to do, it works, right? I mean, I'm sure Illinois fans love it. But between that and what he did in the bowl game, like, he's a pot stirrer, it would appear. And he relishes that role.
He's an instigator, and it's what he's being authentically Brett Bielema. And you don't have to love him. Michigan does have a lot to answer for if all of this reporting is true. And the bottom line is we saw it, knew it was happening in real time, and they didn't do anything about it. Like I said, they wouldn't. And this is the NCAA not having a leg to stand on as far as enforcing anything. So I'm not sure what is going to come of this. What, are you going to take away Harbaugh's national championship? Like, I'm pretty sure he's going to still have all those memories and have that championship in his mind. So I kind of get sick of all of that. When all of it's said and done, you're going to end up punishing people that aren't even there?
Yeah.
I don't love it.
What the? You said he's he's being Brett Bielema. Obviously, I heard a few or maybe many stories about him during his time as the Badgers coach, but I don't remember him being an instigator to this level then.
He went for two when he was up by 70 points.
That was toward the end of his tenure, right? Wasn't that toward the end in one of the Big Ten championship games?
Against Minnesota. No, it was a game against Minnesota.
I don't feel like he had a track record of being... and then I believe his excuse for that was the card said to go for two. The chart. But was he like this all the time? Or has he grown more bombastic in recent years? It feels like it's ratcheted up.
I don't know. I think Brett Bielema is one of those guys that I think you like and appreciate when he's on your side.
Uh-huh.
And you probably don't like when it's the other way.
Oh.
I know watching the game when we beat Illinois on the tackle-eligible touchdown at the end of the game, Nolan Rucci, it was fun to watch because he was not a happy camper on that sideline the whole game. Brett is Brett. Brett is Brett.
We'll never forget you, Bert. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly.
I will say, I think the one difference between Brett when he was Wisconsin head coach versus now is I don't think maybe he just didn't have Twitter back then, if I had to guess, or he wasn't as active.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think Twitter's just a bigger thing, and now he's just out there more than he used to be. All right, well, and speaking of Twitter, and speaking of things that are out there, so Pitt football. The ACC schedule for the 2025 season got released on Monday. And Pitt, you know, every team does their social media release of their team schedule.
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh football decided that their release would be to have every opponent on their schedule as a pizza. So a video of a pizza with some things that essentially define what that opponent is made up of. Well, for their game against the Syracuse Orange, would you like to know what was on this pizza?
Orange crush.
Pineapple.
Incorrect and incorrect. Orange chicken, fried rice, and oranges. Now, guys, I don't know if I'm gross, but I want to try this pizza, and I think it would be delicious.
What's the sauce?
I can't quite tell. There does appear to be cheese on it, which is a little disconcerting, especially with oranges.
Can I just say, this is an incredibly dumb idea.
Is it a dumb topic or a dumb idea?
No, this idea of making a pizza about your team, unless you're... the Tennessee Titans got everything started with that fun video, and the Chargers are really good at it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now everybody's trying to do something different.
Ooh.
You're being kind of phony baloney-ish. I get it.
This has jumped the shark.
It's gotten old real quick.
Do you guys want to know?
Go ahead.
Do you guys want to know what's on the pizza for their game against Florida State?
No.
The Knoll, they
not
call
really.
It? No?
Not really.
Wisconsin's not on their schedule, right? I would have been curious to know what they would have been.
They will be in 2027. They play in Ireland. They open the season in Dublin.
Aaron Go Brog?
I don't know if you pronounce the G. But
it's like
maybe.
Yama? Silent?
I don't know. We'll have to ask your Irish pirate how to pronounce that correctly. Wally, I don't want to rain on your pizza parade.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I think we've lost interest in this one.
All right.
Whoa, Wally.
Whoa, Nelly.
Well, what would the Badgers, if Pittsburgh was doing it with the Badgers on their schedule, what pizza are
we? I was going to ask that, too.
It would just be... 12 different types of cheese, right? That would be the joke they would try to make. It's the obvious joke.
That's more Packer. I think that's more Packer.
Oh, could I throw one out there?
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Couldn't it just be cheese curds and ranch? I feel like that's pretty Wisconsin. Like, I think Madison, honestly, that feels Madison to me.
Hmm.
And maybe a spotted cow. I don't know. Maybe it's like beer batter.
Spotted
beer batter
cow
pizza
sauce.
Ugh.
Yeah. Can we move on?
They also play Notre Dame this year, guys. The Shamrock
Aaron
pizza.
Aaron Gobrock.
Banger sausage, mashed potatoes, and Irish sauce. Whatever Irish sauce
is. What Lucky Charms?
Yeah.
They're magically delicious. Could we please stop with this and do a different topic?
Aaron Gobrock. Yeah. Aaron Gobrock.
All I have is more pizza for you. I got nothing left.
Okay. I didn't think Whoa Nelly could be worse when someone else did it.
Yeah, we passed the bar. Jesse, really? Get home. Jesse, we need you.
Wait till tomorrow.
It all started out with Wooly taking a shot at me. I don't think that was a great move. Well, and then,
well, fair.
I know. I don't mind taking it if it's a good. I don't fully understand where we were going with the pizza, but it did get me to. We need this. The social media sites. Be who you are. Don't try to replicate the Chargers and the Titans. That's what I learned from this whole exchange.
Avid listener to the program, Tom Oates, columnist emeritus of the Wisconsin State Journal, who I don't know if he
gotta
was
have
listening.
A brat. You got to have a brat on this pizza. Like that is a that is for sure, and a cheese curd.
Yeah,
I would say both of those have to be staples, not 12 different cheeses. What are you going to put like a? A pecorino and all the I'm trying to think of real artsy cheeses.
Is pecorino a type of cheese? That sounds like
it's a very artsy cheese. Yes.
Gouda,
ricotta.
All right, I thought we said we were done with this, and then you resuscitated it.
Must be a good time.
I gotta put a brat on there.
Well, you need to have a brat on the pizza. That's what it would be.
All right. Clearly, somebody is going to have to put an end to it, and I'm just the person to
what
do it.
What did Oatsy have to say? You know, I'm always wondering what Oatsy's got.
So Oatsy, who I assume was not listening yesterday when I retold the Opryland Hotel travel story, is listening today. And Bielema's going for two that you referenced against Minnesota. Contentious relationship with Tim Brewster.
Yeah,
and so
Tim
I believe
Punky
that was
Brewster.
Personal. Yeah, yep. I believe that was very personal.
You made it sound like he didn't do anything that was like jerk-storish.
I don't think that there were very many instances of that, but I think Wooly's point before we got into the Pittsburgh schedule with pizzas, do they play Louisville?
They do. They sure do.
But we're not going there because we're a Pizza Hut show. What would
Louisville put on there? A cardinal? You don't want cardinal on your pizza.
I believe that at least at one time,
wooden bat chunks?
They were sponsored by another pizza delivery.
Yes. Oh, that guy's a jerk.
A guy that stiffed you at the Super
Snubbed
Bowl.
Snubbed us. Schnatner.
No pizza for Tausch.
Oh.
No, I've always been a Pizza Hut guy.
There you go.
So blank off Schnatner.
Okay. If you are also a Coors Light guy, and if you could remind
Coors
us again
Light,
how much you love it.
The three-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light. Refreshing, crisp, 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company. Golden, Colorado.
We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Love me to my bones. All this time I've wasted.
Quick behind the scenes of Wildy and Tausch. During the commercial break, Wooly was still going through the pizzas from this schedule.
Some of them, guys, they sound good. You can't. All right. Here, the game 8 against NC State. It's called the Wolf Pizza, pulled pork, bacon, Carolina barbecue sauce. You're not destroying
that.
Okay. And what's the Boston College one?
So Boston College one a little controversial. It's the Bostonian. That's with lobster, roasted peppers, and garlic butter on what is definitely a cheese and sauce based pizza.
That sounds good too.
Yeah, I don't want the peppers,
sounds
though.
Good.
I need to know what the sauce is. All right, we're over time because we spent so much time on these pizzas. Perhaps Pizza Hut will try making them all for us as a
Nobody
Pizza Hut show.
Pizza's the Hut.
That's what I've
Nobody.
Heard, except for maybe Wooly. who out-pizzed all of us to end the show. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.